Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. You are most welcome. If you're returning to this podcast, which means you've been here before, you are wise. Welcome back. We're so glad to have each and every one that comes to this podcast. Just glad to be here. Glad to have you. We're excited about life here. Just let me give you just a little bit of information so you'll know what to expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement. That's what we do. It's our lane here. Encouragement is our lane. So whenever you come here, that's what you can expect to receive. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. Tell them what you receive from the podcast. Share information with them about the podcast. If necessary, show them how to find the podcast. That's what we expect from you. Now, again, we just want to let you know, here, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God. Now, we know that everyone doesn't. Everyone has free will of choice, and that's what we choose to do. We base everything we do and share here with you on the written word of God. As a result of that, there's a Bible tool that we use called BibleGateway.com. That's a website that you can visit, and there you'll find a number of translations of the Bible. All Bibles are translations. Just go there. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. Pick the version that's easiest for you to receive. Now, if I love to read the Bible. However, if reading is not your strong suit, they now have Audible selections that will read to you. So you can go there, BibleGateway.com. Choose the one that, as I said, is easiest for you to receive. Read it. I read various translations. I compare the notes because I realize that God used each writer, each person who did the, who translated the word, what they received, the inspired word from God to them, in the character of who they are. The Lord used them. So do that. That'll be helpful to you. We suggest everyone read the Bible for themselves. Do not take people's word on what they say is in the Bible. Look it up for yourself. When you can get those scriptures, write them down. And in your private time, just go before the Lord yourself and read those scriptures. And he can point out to you what you need to know from those scriptures. So, and if you want to contact us, if you want to share information with us, perhaps you've listened a number of times and there's something that you feel would improve the quality of our life, because we're about living your best quality of life here as well. You can email us. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. That email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you want to make comments or you have questions, that would be how you can reach us. And then if you want to talk to us, we also have access to conference lines. We can work that out. But we'll start with you giving us an email. And we want to be encouraged too. So whenever we hear from you, we are encouraged. So we want to hear from you. Email, contact us. Now, I believe this week what I'm to share with you, it's an updated version of a previous message that we gave back in, I believe it was August of 2020. So if you come to this podcast, if you go to the library, there are a number of episodes there. They build on each other. If you look at the one around, I think it's August 16, 2020, you will find that we talked about the word of life before. And as you stay in God's word, read it over and over and over. It's a living word. It continuously opens itself to you. You have more and more knowledge, more and more wisdom. When you came in, I said, if you've been here before and you returned, you are wise. That's because I know you're seeking wisdom. And I want to tell you, that's one of the best things you can do for yourself. That's a gift that you can give to your future self, wisdom. And if you base it on the word of God, you're doing even better, because there's a place in the word of God where God tells us that his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh, meaning that his words are life. If you search the podcast library, the episodes, we talk about life. He is, if you read or listen to the previous broadcast a week before this one, it talks about how Abba Father God is sovereign, his sovereignty, how he rules and reigns. He is the possessor of life. So if you want to give yourself the absolute best gift you can, you want all of your life. You want a meaningful life. You want an abundant life. He said in another place in his word that the reason why, that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. I'm learning more and more on a daily basis exactly what that means for me. I am examining that. I am truly finding out who Jesus is, what he did for me on the cross, how to walk in that level of anointing, how to walk in that level of power, and I'm walking in it. I'm getting better and better at it every day. I'm learning how to do all things through Christ because he strengthens me. He himself went to the cross for me, paying my sin debt. See, a lot of that's God's business. And sometimes man tries to act like he know more than he do. And I'm just saying, just like it's being revealed to me, man wants you to see him as something, you know, really big and important and special. And we are, as we manifest as the sons of God, we have, you know, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is written in the word of God that we are as Jesus is in this world. And if you examine his words, you will find when he resurrected, when he died on the cross, was buried in the grave, rose from the grave for our justification, justifying us, putting us right back in the rightful place that we would do, hallelujah, as the children of God, we're now walking in that anointing. We know God is Elohim. He's the creator of everything. He's the one that sits on the circle of the earth, that tells the sea how far to go, make sure that, you know, yes, the earth is on axis, you know, it's out of place, hallelujah, but it's okay, because the Lord's got it in control. Every day that you wake up, you recognize you have been sustained. You have been kept. You're given another opportunity to go forward and enjoy your life. For it is written, he has given us all things richly to enjoy. There's no limit on the things he's given us to enjoy. We just got to know how to receive it, how to walk through, how to ignore the lies that the adversary tries to, you know, bring to you, the thoughts. And if you search this library, hallelujah, of episodes, you'll find out about that gaggle, those thoughts that try to come to you and make you feel less than who you are, make you speak words out of your mouth that'll cause you to live less than who you are. You have to be careful what you say, what you allow comes out of your mouth, because you hear it first. And it can take root if you're not careful. If you say it over and over, your words have power. Know that today. It tells us in another place in God's word that the power of death and life is in the tongue. And those that love it, meaning those that talk a lot, you know, randomly, not in wisdom, will eat the fruit thereof. You're going to eat the fruit of the words you speak. Because the words you speak have life in them. They get planted in the soil and the seed of your heart and your mind. So you want to speak good all the time, knowing that only good belongs to you. And as you begin to grow in the Lord, you're a living epistle. You're read among all mankind. That's why people watch you so much. They watch you and they're quick to tell you what they think about your behavior. Remember, it's what they think about your behavior. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing to prove, nothing to hide, and nothing to defend from no other human being breathing just like you. Hallelujah. God refers to mankind as mere man, mere man. You're not to fear them, not to fear what they think. The only thing that's really important is how you think about you, how you speak about you, what you let come out of your mouth, because you hear it first. You don't want anything that's not producing good like it should for you, because that's what was left for you. When you did the one thing that's necessary, and I know many of you here, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe in his death, burial, and resurrection. You've seen the effects of things. Just look at where you used to be, what you used to do, and you don't do that anymore. Don't look at it to live in it. Just recognize how far you've come. Recognize how you've walked through certain situations where people may have counted you out, and you came ahead, forward, strong, and in power. That's because you've been sustained. Now, I just got to get back to what I'm saying. The words of life. When you read God's word, and I'm talking about the Bible, because I don't care who tried to change it or whatever, don't think about it. It don't matter, because you would know God regardless. Hallelujah. If you want to know him, he will make a way for you to know him intimately. You have to believe you hear from God. Now, I suggest you listen to these podcast segments and episodes. They'll help you. If you listen and get a good understanding, and just get a good understanding, just listen till you get what you need to know. You'll understand how you can trust him. God's word is infallible. It's immutable. Can't nobody change it. They can't, regardless. And when he says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that means it's not going to succeed. Other people's whatever won't succeed unless you accept it. It cannot succeed. You decide what succeeds in your life. You decide what you want to believe. You decide how you want to think. You decide if you want to believe God. I suggest you read the word of God so you can read the words of life. You can find the words of life. And when you find the words of life, when it says his words will be life to your body, that's your natural body, whatever you need, spiritually or naturally. He provides that life. He's the possessor of life and health to all your flesh. Yes, you don't always get it right sometimes on the first try. That's your flesh that's not necessarily getting it right. But his word will be health to that, which means he'll walk you away from things that are unhealthy for you. He'll walk you away from thought that's unhealthy for you. He'll walk you in the direction that you need to go in so that you can meet the people that you should, so that you can prosper and be in health the same as your soul is prospering. Your emotions won't be all erratic. On occasion, yes, you may sit through an ebb and a flow. You may, very well. But you have to learn how to focus on the Lord. You have to learn, hallelujah, that he's faithful. If you go into this podcast library, you will find segments on faithfulness. And, you know, just listen to the ones that reach out to you. So you'll learn how faithful God is. You'll learn about God's love. You'll learn about everything. You'll learn how to trust him. Another place he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And by that he means, you know, by what you hear traditional people say. Tradition, you have to come away, walk, you have to let God walk you up out of and give you the strength to walk up out of tradition. Because tradition in itself, in you, if you stay in tradition and you don't trust God as you should, let him lead and guide you, because he will lead and guide you. The Holy Spirit has promised. It's a promise to lead and guide you into all truth. That's truth of the word of God. You will find that word. You will find those scriptures. And if you want to know exactly where they are, because I base everything I share with you on scripture, you can email me and I'll tell you where they are. You can read them for yourself. That'll make it easier for you. Easier for you. We don't have to talk. We can do the email. That's how wonderful the technology is. You can just email me. And if you want to talk, we can. But I promise you, at some point in your life, You'll get so strong in the Lord, trust in the Lord. You will know how to go to the Lord for yourself. You will begin to understand what, when they talk about speaking in tongues, I know many of you right now may not understand that. You'll understand what that is. You'll understand all of the good things that have been left for you. You just have to recognize, you have to trust God, first of all. Trust that he's faithful. Trust that he will do what he said he's going to do. Recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ, when you receive him as your Lord and Savior, he takes up residence in you. Hallelujah. You become what's known as a prisoner of righteousness. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with how the prison system works, but you just can't walk in and out of the prison system just like you want to any old time. So when you give God permission to come in and shepherd your life, that's what he does. He comes in. But he's not going to violate your free will. If you don't want him, if you reject him, he ain't going to violate your free will. But if you allow him to, he'll come in. He is sovereign. He is the possessor of life. He only wants good for you. He is the Lord of time and space. I learned these things as I, you know, allowed him to reveal them to me. And I recognize him too as my loving father. So I don't live in fear of him. Not like that. I respect him, but I know he loves me. And I know what he's done. My confidence is in him. So I've learned how to speak. I've learned how to speak to myself. I've learned how to walk in the authority that he allows me to walk in. He said, all that I do in word or deed, to do it in his name. That's my authority. He came back and told his disciples once he rose from the grave. Yeah, I know it's hard for some people to receive, but I believe it. I wasn't there, but I believe it. He said he rose. He said all power is in his hands in heaven and in earth. He wants you to know, hallelujah, there can't nothing. He said, I almost gave you a scripture. I was going to tell you where it was located. He said that no one can separate us from his love, which means he loves us. He does. This is the word of life that you must find in him. You have to recognize that. You have to recognize his word is immutable. You have to recognize that you got the receipt for it. Then when Resurrection Sunday comes around and people are showing you pictures of what they think Jesus looked like. Now, I'm telling you, I don't believe how they got their picture of what they believe. Because the Lord told us in another place, don't make no images of things in heaven, you know. We don't know, you know, so we could talk about that another time. But the fact is, the nail prints in his hands, you can focus on that. That's your receipt to receive everything that God has got for you, purchased for us. You know, when you purchase something at the stove, you got the receipt. You can walk that back up in there. You have to go by the terms of the agreement, but you got that receipt, baby. And the nail prints in Jesus' hands is our receipts. So know today, find the word of life for you. Hallelujah. Learn how to walk in that authority. Learn how to be confident in what God tells you, who you are, what you are, and no, can't nobody do nothing about it. Because the Lord, yeah, I speak in tongues. It's up there. When it just come out, that's just how it is. But I want to hear from you. God bless. I hope I've said something that's made you stronger today. Hallelujah.